John Biederbach, and welcome back to Hatch Chat. Today, we are here with Chris Bowles, the former executive director of High Adventure Treks for Dads and Daughters and Dads and Sons. And Chris is coming to talk to us about the seventh grade rock climbing.
Hey, John. Great to be here. Great to see you as well. We've got a long history of Hatch together, and it's really nice to be here with you.
The theme of this campout is trust. Tell me about some of the lessons you learned about trust with your girls as you went through the program.
Okay. So Hatch creates an environment where our kids and dads are confronted with challenges, and they need to take some risks and trust in each other to successfully overcome them. Then when they do, in fact, successfully overcome the challenge, it builds confidence in both the dad and the kid that they can overcome a wide variety of other challenges that come their way. And so the rock climbing camp out is a perfect example. It's no cakewalk to back up to a 70-foot cliff, stand on the edge, look over and see how far down it is, yet still continue on that rappel. However, sometimes the dad or the kid just can't get themselves to go over the edge, and that might be where the biggest trust lesson is learned. When the kid just can't get themselves over the edge, but the dad says, "That's okay. I still love you. You're an amazing kid. I know it took courage just to get hooked up and look over the edge. This wasn't your day, but tomorrow will be." That builds a huge bank of trust between the dad and the kid, and it pays dividends far down the road past the incident at the cliff edge.
Dads and daughters and dads and sons. One of the things we want to do with this podcast is we want to give the teams opportunities to communicate on the way to a campout. And so we're going to ask you a series of questions, and we'd like you to pause and answer the questions, and then you can come back to the podcast. Mission statement of HATS is growing relationships, communication, and leadership through adventures with our dads. And this is definitely going to be an adventure with your dad. But I want to focus on the growing relationship and communicating part. You know, as you may have already experienced on the sixth grade rock climb, there's going to be heights involved, and there may be some situations, students that you're not comfortable with or dads that you're not comfortable with. And I want you to talk between yourselves on how you're going to communicate that you're just not comfortable with something. Maybe it's a code word. Maybe it is just dad, I'm not comfortable, or student, I'm not comfortable. But I want you to kind of pre-talk about that, because I think there's the danger that when you get to the edge, you're going to try and talk each other into it. And if you don't feel like being talked into it, I want you to be able to communicate clearly to the other person, you know, this is a Minnesota situation, or this is an apple pie situation, which means hands off, we're going to stop immediately. So take a few minutes and really talk about that situation. Like you, I had those multiple interactions with my kids. And I think the beauty of this program is not only do we get dad and student out of their, off their phone, out of their room, out of their lives, and, you know, get into nature where we can really get in tune and have that time to sync up, but we also have the kind of experiences which aren't common to everyday life. So hanging off a cliff, having to work out that challenge by choice. You know, as a parent, where else do you get to teach the lesson of challenge by choice?
The reason that I found HATS in the first place, or my first encounter with HATS, was in looking for something to do outdoors with my daughters. My older daughter is Kristen. She's now 26, and she's an epidemiologist with the UK National Health Service and is based in Edinburgh, Scotland. And my younger daughter, Carrie, is 24. She's starting her third year teaching seventh grade language arts at Lawler Middle School in Frisco. We had many shared experiences that strengthened my relationship with them, and they came away with an unshakable confidence that they could trust me through thick and thin, and that I loved them no matter what. And I remember specifically Kristen, when she was in graduate school in London, she was talking about a classmate from Germany that ended up sick and in the hospital. And his parents had the attitude of, well, he's not on his deathbed, so it's okay. And they didn't even consider coming to be with him. And Kristen couldn't believe it. And she told me, she said, I know if I was sick and in the hospital that you and mom would do whatever you had to do to get there as soon as possible. And that's the truth. And I also want to comment on Carrie. She was never very happy about leaving makeup showers and flush toilets behind her for the weekend. And she told me multiple times that she would rather not do hats. I told her that she and I were going to do something together, and I was willing to give anything else she wanted to do a try. But until she came up with that something else, we were going to do hats together. As it turns out, she went all the way from participating in the sixth grade to helping me direct hat trips while in college, almost 100 nights in a tent. And we both look back on those shared experiences as crucial for our close relationship today.
Dads and daughters and dads and sons. Since this is your second time rock climbing, I want you to think about your last experience rock climbing and talk to each other about what you enjoyed about the sixth grade trip, if you went on it, and maybe some things you'd like to do differently on the seventh grade trip. What is going to make this a better experience in rock climbing? How have you seen the rock climbing program change over the years? You know, initially, I think it was more of a homegrown type of program. We had a couple of guys, John Parrish and James Wurz, that really did everything in-house. And then I know recently we've staffed up, and sometimes we have an outfitter that does it. I know that you've really developed the training for that and have this cadre of people that run it. How have you seen the changes?
So actually, the sixth grade spring rock climbing camp out in 2013 was the first grade level camp out that I attended with my younger daughter, Carrie. And before that, we had been on the winter camp out in January of 2013. So this was our second overall hats camp out. It was at the McGee Creek Recreation Area in Oklahoma, and John Parrish was the director. He was assisted in setting up and running the rock climbing by James Wurz. I thought it was a great trip. In fact, I thought it was such a good trip that I signed up Kristen and I, and Kristen was in the eighth grade at that time, to come back the following weekend for the second rock climbing trip for the daughters. And Kristen, being an eighth grader on a sixth grade campout, was initially not excited about that, but she did have a great time that weekend, and I did too. So we did two sixth grade rock climbing trips back to back. So in 2016, we started to do both the spring sixth grade and the fall seventh grade in the Wichita Mountains. And we did an easier program for the sixth grade and then stepped up for the seventh grade, but both trips were up near Lawton. That was not optimal because it's a longish drive for weekend trip. And we also like to mix up trip locations for the various hats trips rather than do back-to-back trips in one location. So that was when we brought in Rockabout out of Austin, Texas, to manage the actual climbing. And we moved both the spring sixth grade and the fall seventh grade to Mineral Wells State Park, where Adam Mitchell, the owner of Rockabout, he has the primary concession for climbing at Mineral Wells State Park. Now, Rockabout does a great job, but we did have two problems. The first is that any rain causes Mineral Wells State Park to close the climbing area, sometimes for days. And that has the potential to derail the most important part of the curriculum for an affected hats climbing trip. And the second is that Rockabout did not want to run a climbing program for us at any location other than Mineral Wells. So we were essentially doing the same program for both sixth grade and seventh grade climbing, and we were again back to the same locations back to back. And so we really had to solve those problems. And that is when we reformed the Hats Rock Climbing team and got the appropriate training such that we could acquire a special use permit from Wichita Mountain Wildlife Refuge. So five Hats dads, myself, Jim Bussing, Brian Dabrowski, Jay Hidalgo, and James Wurz, we went through the American Mountain Guides Association training for single pitch rock climbing instructor. And that was an excellent intensive training in how to set up and run both top managed and bottom managed climbing sites. And with this training, we were able to secure the special use permit to run the climbing program in Wichita Mountain Wildlife Refuge. So now we use Rockabout to run the climbing portion of the sixth grade spring climbing trips, and we do that in Mineral Wells State Park. And the Hatch climbing team runs the climbing and rappelling portion of the 7th grade fall climbing trips at Wichita Mountain Wildlife Refuge.
All right, now that you're in the middle of your Hatch journey from 4th grade to 9th grade, what are some traditions that you've introduced over time that you really like? What are some things you've seen other people do that you want to try? And what are some things that maybe you're ready to change up? You know, my daughter wanted to make a pizza one time on the Hatch campout. And after eating a dinner of a half-baked dough and hot pepperoni and cold tomato sauce and not even melted cheese, we decided that was a tradition we didn't want to continue. But what are some ones you want to continue or things you want to try? And maybe you'll do it better than I did. And maybe you'll successfully make that pizza. All right. Thanks, Chris. It's been great catching up. I appreciate your thoughts today. And to all those students that are going up to Wichita Wildlife Refuge, remember, get there early. And remember, miracles don't often happen overnight. Sometimes they take a whole weekend.